being introduced. Rory Milsna is the quarterback, joined in the backfield by Owen Von Ruden, Drew Butler, and Ethan Schmitz. The tight end is Jack Christensen. Hunter Cabot is a wide receiver as well, number 33. And along the line, offensive line includes Kalen McCracken, along with Dylan Heft, Brody Worthen, Tucker Minzinski, and Mitchell Simonson. Tight end is Grayson Schmitz. Those are the offenses tonight. We'll set the stage as this game gets ready to kick off. One of the great ones here in Southwest Wisconsin, and we look forward to bringing it your way tonight here on the radio as our featured game of the week. This one, certainly as you look at it, a matchup of a couple of teams that are used to having good success. This Cashton team is features a large line. These guys are good-sized here as we watch them warm up tonight. Cashton will kick off, and the Bulldogs are set to receive back around the 10-yard line. The kicker is Connor Wilkinson for Cashton. Channing Brown back deep for the Bulldogs on the far side, and Ethan Burkram as well back around the 10-yard line. Here's a line drive kick, which will be taken by Burkram from the 5-yard line to the 10, 15, spins to the near side. He's got a little running room, and then finally hit and drop right around the 34-yard line. Brought down by Cashton's number 23, Ethan Schmitz. And we're underway here in Cashton with football. The Bulldogs will start, and that will be operating right on their own 34-yard line. Biggest challenge here is seeing the scoreboard. I almost have to fall out of the booth to see the scoreboard tonight, so I apologize in advance if I don't give you the time quite as much. I can keep track of the score on my hand, but I need a bicycle mirror or something to see the score clock. Jones will take it out of the shotgun. First play from scrimmage. Bulldogs to the running play. Gaping hole off left guard to the 41-yard line on a good straight-ahead blue-collar run by Wyatt Hilby. That's what he does. Tackle is made by number 51, Hernandez. So that'll bring up a second down play for the Bulldogs. Ball marked at their own 41-yard line. Play is ushered in from the near side. The Bulldogs along the near side, cashed in on the far side for their bench. Second down play, ready to work. The Bulldog line is set. Long snap count, Jones under center, hands up, running play left side, and a couple of extra yards for a first down, 50 to the 49 of Cashton on Wyatt Hilby's second run of the night. Got about 14 yards in two carries. Good average, and the chains will move on here at Cashton. So the sticks advance. Bulldogs operating from the near side, running the plays in. And on this opening drive, then a couple of really good blocks. One right, one left by that Bulldog line. And they'll try to keep plowing away here. First down, just into Cashton territory. Jones under center. There's the snap, handoff to the second man through for the Bulldogs, Wesley Nelson. And he piles to the 45-yard line of Cashton. So they'll mark that maybe a yard short of that, right around the 46 is where the refing crew has it marked. So it's second down at about 7 yards to go. Good crowd on hand tonight. As we mentioned, Cashton's homecoming, and the Bulldogs always travel well. We took the scenic route here through Lafarge and through several county roads where I've not been on in my life. Probably won't go home that way. Second down for the Cashton 46. Jones out of the shotgun, pitches to the right side. Jones catches, breaks a tackle down the sidelines. Jones running away, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds in Cashton territory, deep right inside the 20-yard line. So a great run and another first down for the Bulldogs. Good run after the throw by Jones, and the Bulldogs move the chains. Looking good here in this opening drive. Mentioned the size of the Cashton line. Bulldog line doing a good job against them right now. Ball is marked right around the 24-yard line is where he went out of bounds. So first and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Cashton 24. Ball in the near hash mark. Jones claps his hands and hands off. The ball is fumbled, and the Bulldogs got to get back on it. Wyatt Hilby and Keegan Jones on the exchange kind of, I don't know, ran into one another, and Hilby wisely got back on it. So it's the Bulldogs' first loss of the night. That's going to be second down and from the 13 to go from around the 25-yard line. So the Bulldogs will run the play in from the near side and back to the drawing board. Such a good drive. The Bulldogs do not want to turn that ball back here, keep that momentum going. Good way momentum going as they keep the drive alive. Danny Brown splits out wide left. And now is the snap to Jones back with great protection. Throwing toward Channing. Far side, he catches. And he's got a Bulldog touchdown. Oh, a 20-yarder perfectly thrown by Keegan Jones. And the Bulldogs strike first through the air. My, oh, my. Well done. Executed. And Jones throws to Brown. Channing had a short pass earlier, and that pass was behind the line of scrimmage. This one took a little bit more skill and timing, and the Bulldogs get it done for six. On to do the kicking. Balthasar Kaiser, the kicker for the Bulldogs. The holder is Caden Keller. There's the snap. Keller with a placement. Kick is out of the way by Kaiser, and it is up, and it is good. 7-0 Bulldogs. Here in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court and Main, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court and Main or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Kaiser with the kickoff, and it's going to land in the end zone and come back to the 20-yard line for a touchback. So that's where Cashton will start on its own 20-yard line for its first possession of the evening. Bulldogs defensively tonight along the line, including Nolan Waldner and Liam Rowan. The linebackers include Houston Garcia-Boland and Isaiah Bargin. Defensive ends include Cody Burns and Wesley Nelson. One other lineman is Caden Coleman. And the defensive backfield includes Channing Brown and Caden Keller. Ethan Burkram as well. Here we go. First play for Cashton. Hand off and nothing there. The Bulldogs stack it up at the line of scrimmage and drop the ball carrier right there. Ball was carried by number 7, Jack Christensen, and a loss. Second down and about 11 yards to go for the Cashton Eagles from their own 19-yard line. That 25-yard pass from Keegan Jones to Channing Brown, covered 25 yards, coming at 9:17 here in the opening quarter of high school football. Second down, 11 yards to go for the Cashton Eagles. Under center is Millsna. Rory takes the snap, hands off, running play on the right side, and Christensen again dives across the original line of scrimmage, gets to around the 23-yard line. We'll get it about 4 yards on that. Third down play coming up. Third and about 8. I guess 3 yards on the carry. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Eagles as they set up shop, driving from our right to our left here in the opening quarter of football. The Bulldogs left to our right. Cashton breaks huddle and heads to the football. Bulldogs in man coverage for the possibility of a running play, although they are in a running set out of the eye, awaiting the snap. Millsner, it's a counter, and the Bulldogs read it well, stacking up the ball carrier right around the line of scrimmage. Ethan Schmitz, nowhere to go, and several Bulldogs in on the play. My goodness, well played, and they had it coming, sensing that it was going to be there. The tackle made by Ein, nice play, and that'll be a fourth down for Cashton. In fact, they lost on the play, so fourth down, 10 yards to go. Awaiting the snap is Connor Wilkinson. There's the snap. Puts a toe into it. This one is going to flutter out of the dying quail. Takes a Bulldog bounce. It'll be down by Cashton at the 41-yard line. So four and out for Cashton. Bulldogs get it for their second possession and will start in great field shape, starting at the Cashton 40-yard line, right around that area. So that's where the Bulldogs will take over for another play, trying to keep the offense ramped up here during the fifth week of the season. They will break committee and head to the football now. Cody Burns and company and Ben Otto up to the line, and now they're set, and here we go. First down from the 41. Hand off a running play. He'll be up the gut. Breaks one tackle and then bounces his way down to the 34-yard line. Good run. Tackle made by 38, Wilkinson. Number 20, Owen Von Ruden as well. Second down and about 4 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Perfect night for the fifth week of the season. Had it been last night, we might have been worried a little bit about the lightning. And we were here some years ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, and there was a lightning delay at Cashton. I remember waiting an hour to come back, and that's never good. Tonight, shouldn't worry about that. Here's a throw behind the line of scrimmage, caught by the Bulldogs, read well by Cashton. I think it's going to lose a few yards. Jones throwing the pass to Caden Keller behind the line of scrimmage, and Cashton well read it well. That was Landon Loppenberg and Jack Christensen on the tackle. So third down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Ball is marked at the 39-yard line of Cashton here in the opening quarter. Bulldogs leading 7-0 if you're just joining us. Ithaca breaks huddle. Jones will take it from under center. Two-man wide right. Handoff, he'll be gaping hole. Right tackle, he's going for a first down. Drags one man with him down to the 30. See if they give him progress all the way there. If they do, it's a first down, and he got it. Great job by the Bulldogs. Boy, the line doing a superb job there. And Hilby, who's a very durable and fast runner, but he had a big hole there. I think Chad Clary and I could have ran through that hole, but I'm not sure. No, you don't think so? Okay. Chad over here to my left here tonight on the headset with the Bulldog coaching staff. First down and 10 from the 30. Hand off Hilby, running on a counter. He's got some room, breaks a tackle. He's going all the way. Wyatt Hilby for the score, and the Bulldogs are up 13-0 here in the ballgame. Boy, great run for Hilby. And the Bulldogs will talk about the extra point here, but not long. Kaiser doing a good job on the kicking this year. Balthazar Kaiser, senior exchange student for the Bulldogs. Off to the left, and now Caden Keller comes out as the holder. And the Bulldogs will try to make it 14-0. Waiting to snap from center. There it is. Placement is made. Kick is out of the way. Perfect. Down the gut. And it is 14-0 Bulldogs here in the first quarter. Bulldogs off and running here during the fifth week of the season, but there is a long way to go. Thanks for joining us tonight for high school football at WRCO at WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Cashton with the return of the Kaiser kick. Graham Hemmersbach brings it back to around the 23-yard line. That's where Cashton will take over for its second possession. So the Bulldogs up 14-0, 5:14 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. Bulldogs first year in the Scenic Bluffs. There were years where there were a lot of comparisons between the conferences, and certainly the Scenic Bluffs has always had great football, but you always kind of wondered. Now the Bulldogs get a chance to compete here and having a good start to the year. First down, there's the snap from center. And the fumble, and the Bulldogs may have gotten it back. It is recovered by the Bulldogs. The ball is in the hands of Nolan Waltner, and the Bulldogs recover a fumble. My goodness. So now they'll get it back in great field position once again, as that ball is marked right around the 22-yard line. So the Bulldogs take over again for the second time in Cashton territory. Earlier it was on the 40, this time on the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Ithaca Bulldogs, already leading 14-0, running downhill on this one now. Keegan Jones will take the snap out of the shotgun, backs up. They're going through the air again, going toward Brown, wide open. He's got it. Touchdown, Ithaca! Bulldogs making it look easy here tonight. Oh, my goodness. 22-yard pass from Keegan Jones. And Channing Brown, that was pretty much the same play they called on the first touchdown. And the Bulldogs get it again and score. And they have a chance to go up by 21 points here. And we're still in the first quarter. Tell you what, I did not see this coming. The fumble is one thing and getting a short field, but the other two drives for more pressure. Here's the kick by Kaiser, and it is good. And the Bulldogs lead 21-0 here in Cashton in the opening quarter. You're listening to High School Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.